Ecstasy is the street name. MDMA is its pure form. We use MDMA in conjunction with psychotherapy. This particular study is with treatment-resistant PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. What are the symptoms of somebody who has treatment-resistant PTSD?
They've had some treatment with medicine and psychotherapy, maybe one or the other, and their symptoms have just maybe have gotten better, but they continue to be plagued by their symptoms, like sometimes not being able to go out, being fearful, hypervigilant, flashbacks, difficulty sleeping.
A lot of problems with being out in life.
Very much so.
What made you decide that ecstasy might be helpful?
This is in a study done by MAPS. It's the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, MAPS.org. This is one of their studies. There's two in the United States, one in South Carolina and one here. There's another one in Canada right now and one in Israel. And those are the only four that we have.
In the world?
Yes, in the world.
And this is a study that the Drug Enforcement Agency and the FDA have both said, go ahead and do it.
It is approved by both of them, yes. We do three preliminary sessions, an hour and a half long each, and get to know the participant. The participant gets to know the therapist. And then we do an 8-hour long session where they take MDMA administered by a physician. We do talking and sometimes listening to music and seeing what is coming up for them.
Often in trauma, the triggering event is so painful that a person steps back from it over and over and over again, and it becomes a monster with a huge shadow.
Yes.
This is a chance to get somebody into a place where they can look more directly at their trauma without being scared away from it again.
Right. It's not traumatizing. And so they're able to really look at pieces that have been too scary to look at. With MDMA therapy, they're able to go further. So they don't numb. They don't get so hyper-aroused that they can't function. They're able to really sit with it for long periods of time and understand it in a different way than they ever have.
If shifting someone to a bit of an altered state and a more relaxed state can help with therapy, why not just give somebody something legal like a good strong shot of bourbon?
Yeah, well, MDMA has these qualities. It releases serotonin, which has a sense of well-being, and releases oxytocin, which has a sense of bonding. It's a molecule that really, it's perfect for this work. It's not a hallucinogen, so they're very present with their process and where they are, and they remember everything. It just enhances all the feelings that are already there, and they can be supported in that.
Likely, there's going to be a letdown after taking this.
That's why we do a lot of therapy with them. It's either 3.5 or 6 months. The therapists are with them. We're on call 24/7. We're helping them integrate what happened during the sessions in the in-between sessions. We're there with them and really help them adjust to, okay, I discovered this when I was in my session. I feel it, and I don't know how to be in the world with it. So let's help you do that. So it's not an easy process. They're not there just dancing, having fun. They need to really trust themselves and trust the process, and their innate wisdom comes up. Their healing capacity comes up. That can be really difficult, and so they can experience a lot of pain. So we follow them, and we talk with them on the phone, and we meet with them again and again. You know, we just keep meeting with them and talking with them and supporting their process.
What results are you seeing so far?
We're seeing some very promising results. We had one study in South Carolina that finished already. In that study, 83% of the participants no longer met criteria for PTSD after a year. And then 3.8 years later, those results were sustained.